Welcome to the Beers and Bucks Podcast with your hosts, Mike and Tim.
Let's go, girls. This song slaps. Like, overall.
I don't know. For our 23rd podcast, I don't know if this is the best opening or not, but hey, here we are.
Okay, so you're a food plotter.
There we go. We should create our own little Shania food plot song, huh?
That song slaps. We found out right before the old pod that Spencer didn't know who Shania Twain was.
So here we are.
Completely blew my mind. She's back touring again.
As she should.
I mean, she hasn't put out any, like, bangers.
She beats the hell out of that Taylor Swift chick, so.
Fair.
Any day of the week. More Shania, less Taylor.
Unless Shania starts dating somebody from the Packers, then I'm going to hate her.
Start dating Jordan Love and our team will go to hell.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want any more celebrities in NFL.
Good luck. I would think they probably made billions of dollars off of old T-Swift.
Probably.
So now every year a new quarterback's going to have a new little side piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Melissa Schutz is watching. That means little Seaman's probably watching.
Seaman's probably, you know, he's probably 30-40 minutes from bath time.
Seaman wears a full-size domain hat now. He's got a big melon.
Big old hog on him.
93rd percentile, yeah. So that's good. Big old hog on him. Let's try to keep this PG there.
Oh, yeah, we weren't talking about diaper changes. We were talking head. Okay.
Yeah. We know the other's not true. But anyways, welcome. Beers and Bucks, number 23. Hard to believe. It's actually number, like, 53, but 23 since we became a real podcast, or whatever you want to call it.
These things get a little weird this time of year because we're just a little edgy. We're, like, we're ready to get some seed in the ground, get some work done, and it's going to rain this weekend, and, you know.
I planted two plots last weekend, so I'm in good shape there.
Pretty pumped?
Yeah, oh yeah, but that means I have, like, six more to go, and your dad has, like, a million to go.
I know. I got to get this move done, and then I'm going to get her rocking. I don't know, though. I might have to go try and buy an over-the-counter turkey tag.
Cause I saw that.
This Tom has been – I'm trying to work, and he's out there, and he's strutting because he knows I don't have a tag.
Fair.
But then the second I get a tag, he's going to completely disappear. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he would probably cook up pretty good on the Traeger, if I'm honest.
We got two turkeys down so far for the squad. Sam took all of 3 minutes. Went out, grabbed his decoys, and didn't even need them. Did the old sneak or just sat down and shot a bird in the head.
I saw this old Red Arrow clip from Kip the other day on, I don't know if it was Reels or Facebook, and they were at their old house that we went to.
Oh, yeah.
And they saw a big old Tom on the other side of the field, and they just grabbed the decoy and ran along the side of the woods and then got up and dusted it at like 20 yards. It was incredible.
Sam's was probably easier than that. But he kills one every year, so he's like the guy that shoots a big buck every year. It's like, it's just predictable. I think Jake even killed one. So, I mean, that's...
Turkeys don't get me juiced up anymore, mainly because we drink too much beer the night before and then wake up.
We're bad at it.
It's like 11:30 in the morning.
These guys are good at it.
Yeah. I don't get juiced up about it. I need to get my engine going again on turkey hunting. I'm going to start doing it next year. I'm going to kill a big Tom. I'm going to kill a two-bearded Tom.
Ooh, two of them. Here's my problem with turkey hunting. These guys were talking about getting up at 3:30 in the morning. And that, for me, is just a no-go for hunting turkeys.
Yeah.
I mean, I love to hunt elk. I would think, like, I would like hunting turkeys more.
Yeah.
But in my four or five times you and I tried, I liked drinking beer more.
Yes.
And then
But we have a Home Alone moment every time try and go turkey hunting. Somehow, the first time we slept in, the second time, I set like six back-to-back alarms on my phone, and somehow we still slept in, and I had no recollection of my alarm going off.
Or like, the night prior.
Fair. I would say, how is that possible? But you just answered that question.
When you have, it was like turkey hunting with Jake when I was down in Buffalo County. We had like 9 1 more beers. Like, just one more. Just one more. And then it's, in Jake's case, 3 a.m.
Oof. That was a rough one, but then you killed him. You killed a nice turkey.
He did not. He killed I don't know what he killed, but he killed something. He puked all over that day.
Oh.
Thank God turkeys can't smell. Oh, Jakey boy. I killed one that day, though.
Oh, it was you that killed
Jake
them.
Was sleeping in the blind. I'm fine. I'm fine, guys.
That's snoring. When you got to saddle up, dude. If you're, especially if you're
there,
if you're the co-pilot on that hunt,
he did it.
You grab 2 to 3 cold ones.
He didn't do that.
You just jump right. You got to balance that blood alcohol level. If
I
you're
don't
hitting
think
it hard,
there was any balancing.
You bring it. You balance it back out, and you go on with your day. You're gonna have a nap at some point.
Spoken like someone who's done it before.
I've done it.
Huh.
Yep. Yep. Never too high. Never too low. You gotta balance that thing out. I don't care if you got to wake up in the middle of the night and slam one down.
There was no middle of the night. He went to bed at 3 and woke up at 5. It didn't leave a lot
of
time.
That's a struggle.
For the
put a little
bit.
See, what you do then, there, as you know, this is me talking, not as an expert, but as someone with an informed opinion. You put a little Bailey's in your coffee that morning.
Ooh.
But you brew the coffee strong. I'm talking, I normally put 6 scoops in, I might put like 9 scoops in.
Holy.
And then you're going to hit it with some Bailey's. Probably a quarter of it is going to be
all
Bailey's.
Like this?
No, no. You're going to spike it with some Bailey's, and then you're going to bring a water jug with some electrolytes, and you're going to hydrate and caffeinate at the same time.
I've never seen him do any of this.
Have you ever seen me hungover?
Bring up a really good point.
That's what I'm saying. I'm an expert at this.
I don't know that I've ever seen you hungover.
It's all about balancing the BAL, baby.
You're a professional at balancing it,
yep.
Clearly.
Yep.
Huh. That's an interesting point.
Yeah, and you, but yes, you do need to have a bathroom handy. the shart factor is real when you're on my regime. Every 6 days.
You've never been hungover, but you also shart more than most humans.
I'm anywhere, like,
you're
I'm
like
always.
One a month.
No. Every 6 to 8 months, there's risk of one happening. So, like, right now I'm at month 7. I'm kind of nervous about it. But
yeah, I suppose you haven't sharted in 7 months, and you average 7. It's now it's still.
Ooh, boy. But maybe I'm turning a new page. You know, I'm 36 now.
Haven't
done
it yet.
Oh, man.
God. When you told me your average sharts per year, I almost fell over. Mine's at 0.00.
Never once?
Never sharted. And you looked at me like I was the one that was weird. And you'd done it like three times a year for the last like 20 years.
Yeah. It's not a big deal.
Oh, God bless Colton. I hope to God he's got a lot of mel in him.
Me too. Poor kid.
Oh, gosh. How did we get down this rabbit hole?
I have no idea. We were talking turkey hunting,
now
the
we're
coffee
talking.
Regime, and then somebody said, "Talk careful, you'll shit your pants."
Never been here before. Welcome to Beers and Bucks.
Here we are. We do have some new. I started seeing a picture of Spencer rocking this kick-ass new hoodie, and I'm like,
yeah.
Where the hell is that?
Normally, when we launch products, the first thing we do is we don't tell Tim about it, because then when we do it, his first comment is like, "Where the hell's mine?"
That happened on this one.
It's just fun to kind of get that reaction. But we're getting a lot of "where the hell's mine's." So
they're out.
This was Spencer and Jake and Cam and Sam and JJ.
These suckers
Jaybird.
Are nice.
Timmy and I had nothing to do with this one. We just got out of the way, told them to do their thing.
It's a thick, warm sweatshirt.
Are. Yeah, they're great. I know Father John wants one real bad, so we'll have to get in line. But they are live on the website. I don't think we have that many, so you might want to get on them and buy them now. We'll probably order more. Maybe not. Maybe we'll just order what we have. I don't know.
We're doing a little limited edition.
We'll let the guys decide. But what do they call this, duck camo?
Duck camo.
It's pretty,
yep.
Pretty cool.
We're big duck hunters, Mike and
big
I.
Big duck hunters.
I actually killed a really nice wood duck in college that I wish I would
Did
have
you
mounted.
Own it?
No, I didn't have any money. It was either like I take the $5.60 that I scrounged out of the couch to buy a tin of grizzly,
yeah,
or I mount the duck. I wanted the grizzly.
That would have been couple hundred bucks mounted up.
Not saying the mount was going to look pristine. It was, we were going to do
nothing better than some of those old nasty duck mounts that like some guy that shouldn't have mounted a duck mounted.
Yeah.
It's like the.
Out at the game farm, they got the pheasant with the mallard head.
There's also, like, for some reason, I'm not a taxidermist, but mounting cats, like bobcats, must be impossible. Because everyone I've ever seen is like.
I thought you were talking kitties. Did you see that a cat attacked me this last weekend? At Hannah's.
You're kind of a cat guy, too. That's
well,
weird.
This cat was sleeping, and I was going to say goodbye. I like cats, and I scared the absolute shit out of it, and it clawed the whole shit out of my hand.
Wish I would have seen
jumped
that.
Like 8 feet.
That would have been amazing. You did or it did?
Well, we both did.
Yeah. You're a cat guy, too. I'm surprised.
I know. I'm a big kitty guy.
Oh, but Josh got no notifications that we were live. That means that you need to update your statuses, bro.
Come on. Do you even follow us, man?
Can't you click on something to say, to update me when things happen?
When we go live?
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I want to see, like, I think we got to give one of these hoodies away tonight.
Ooh.
But, so we have our normal giveaway. Ooh. But here's the catch. If there are, what's the number?
I don't know. I don't
10,
know what to say.
If there are 10 hoodie orders in the system by the end of this live feed, we will give one away for free.
Wow, there's just one right there, possibly.
You don't know.
Not sure. But don't have a lot of sizes. We got mostly big boy sizes, big girl.
Well, we had to look forever for this one. This is a youth medium.
I got a medium on, too. I tell you what. But they're live, so hey. I mean, this is like the go-to-church sweatshirt of our repertoire.
It is nice.
I might wear it hunting, too. Who knows?
Well, you get invited to a wedding, put it on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Corey, yeah, bag one. Yeah.
Chase Campbell, baby. I love that guy. He's one of my favorite humans.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we hit. If
every
we
time
hit
we have anything,
orders,
he's the first to buy something.
We give a sweatshirt away.
He's also my golf partner, so it's good to have one of those.
Well, let's talk a little bit. We got the food plot highway. My dad got in there, got that replanted.
Yeah, we.
I said my dad. I've been moving.
I'm just
been
busting
fun.
You.
I was
trying to give your dad a little cred.
The leaves are starting to pop. They're budding out. So
soil temps are still below 60, though.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely been slower, but also it's like, yeah, it's that time of year. So if you got your kind of secluded plots in already, you're in probably pretty good shape. If you're still thinking about one of those like in the woods plots, you're probably pinching it on time if you want to get
you got
good
time.
Light, but the leaves are going to be on. I give it a week, the leaves are going to be on.
The guys are going to be planting mine hopefully this week, which is, that was a fun one.
Yeah.
Down below funnel. I think we're in good shape. I think you've got 2 to 3 weeks of shade plot planting.
But then it's going to fill in.
And then it's going to fill in.
But then it'll give you
a
good indication.
But the soil temps are going to be warmer too, so you're going to get faster germ.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of guys and gals that have been like, I frost seeded a month ago. I'm not seeing much. Well, when soil temps are 40s and 50s, your clover and chicory from last year is going to green up just fine. But the stuff that you just planted is going to be a lot slower.
I mean, I saw snowflakes this weekend when it was supposed to be raining. Like, it's still, like, actually relatively chilly here in Wisconsin.
It is still cold.
Yep. But we haven't really broke that, like, nighttime where it's, like, really cooling down. Like, we haven't had that night where it's still, like, 55, 60 degrees overnight.
For
so.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, I was just looking out the window today and it was like, okay, leaves are starting to definitely come in, which,
you know, leaves or buds?
They're buds. Yeah. But that means leaves are, they bud and then they pop a
That's
leaf.
That's how that works. You said you have leaves coming in.
It's photosynthesis.
I have buds.
I can spell that word too, just so you know.
Go for it.
Photosynthesis. Photosynthesis.
He actually did.
Yeah.
Spelling can be champion over here.
Yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence?
The leaves are budding. Photosynthesis.
False. But nice try. I think we got some sweatshirt orders coming. We might actually be giving one of these things away.
I'm sorry, guys. It's what I do when I'm late to the party and I just get one the night of the release.
That is
of
fair.
It.
You did just get yours today after a lot of crying and foot stomping. I mean, you know what's cool about them? Really soft.
Well, I haven't even got a chance to explore this thing. I just put it on 10 minutes ago, for crying out loud.
Got a chance to explore this thing.
The one thing I do think we need to find, I got this really cool sweatshirt up at Northland Lodge in Hayward that on the front of the hoodie pocket, there was a little pouch that opened up and it had a beer koozie in it. Can you imagine how convenient that would be? you're out putting the plot in, you get done, and you just pop it out of the koozie.
But isn't it, is it just me, or it's like anytime I put anything in here other than my hands,
get full of shit.
It's just, and it's just weird.
But it seals like, it just, off like, on the top.
Pulls down heavy.
Ours will have a little zipper.
Yeah, but it's the weight part.
But then also you're going to open that thing and it's going to fizz all over
the place.
I just
think it's a terrible idea, Tim.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
It is.
For every good idea, you've got other ideas that aren't as good. But that's fine. I love the fact that you have ideas.
I did try to name a new product and it got shut down. And I thought it was, I even gave these guys a 30-minute spiel down in Wisconsin Dells at the Wisconsin Deer and Turkey Expo about why we needed to name it this. And I got shut down, and it was a really good idea.
Like I said, Tim, you have a lot of ideas. They're not all good.
Some are good, some are.
Sometimes good ideas come from your bad ideas.
Fair.
You know, so it's all good.
It's firm.
And with that said, stay tuned, because in the next 60 days, we're going to have one of the largest launches our company's ever had.
I'm juiced about it.
Absolutely. We're going to continue to add to our arsenal.
Old D-ball. I wish
Oh, D-bowl. So not just the sweatshirts are today. That's fun. And we got one more thing to share too. But in a few beers and bucks, maybe the next one, maybe the one after. I'm not sure when. But we're going to launch some pretty awesome stuff. So stay tuned. And yeah. No, I'm not giving any tips or pointers. Or don't ask JJ or Cam or Sam or Jake or Spencer, because they're not going to tell you either.
They're sworn to secrecy.
They are sworn to secrecy. It's just... Be
well,
patient.
We'll bring them over to Bay 3 over there where that freaking hole, I found that today. It's like, there's,
first
a,
we'll toss them in the old,
there's a liability.
First, we'll toss them in the old pallet wrapper and just.
I'm really surprised,
did
actually.
Did you almost fall in that thing in the dark?
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Sure did. That's like a prairie dog hole out west. You bust an ankle.
You might actually disappear down that thing.
Probably would. I could.
Shoot.
But
see ya.
I'm really surprised that Jake hasn't been wrapped in the pallet wrapper yet.
Yeah. They've talked about it.
We got a new pallet wrapper to expedite shipping, and I get dizzy. It's Mike doesn't get dizzy. Like, it's super bizarre. You go around that thing.
Don't get dizzy. Just get tired.
I did it one time, and I was like.
One. I've probably wrapped 20,000 pallets. That's probably why I don't get dizzy.
Fair.
Not anymore.
I was one and done.
Obviously. But hey, that's all right. Let's also, like, since we're on the top, we got to get to our hot topic. That's a store. What's it called? What do we call it?
That's where you used to shop back in high school.
Yeah. That's where Jake's shop.
Jake, yeah. Hey, true or false, Jake? Did you ever own a Buka Shell necklace?
Oh, I did. Heck yeah.
I definitely did. Did you ever wear the...
I had a hemp necklace, too.
Did you ever wear the snap... I wore one in college, a hemp necklace. I thought it was cool shit. Did you ever wear the leather snap around your wrist?
Jake wore Vans and rode a skateboard. He obviously also had a leather snap bracelet.
Yeah. This is great.
He still wears Vans, which is fine. They're nice.
I don't think he can skate, though.
Skinny jeans and Vans. Love that. Every time we go anywhere in a city, he always talks about a set. Ooh, that's a nice set. And I was like, what is this? You're not.
Oh, is he going to, like, grind it?
I don't know. He's going to kick flip it and grind it. And
I bought a pair of DC shoes and a used skateboard back in high school. It lasted about all of 1 week. I thought I broke my wrist.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to do just an ollie and a thing. Like, it's like when I tried to buy a little 70cc dirt bike from my buddy Sam back in high school, and I set a jump up in the back, and I was going to show my mom how responsible I was with it, and I went and just ate shit on the jump, and she's like, you're not buying it. I'm like, damn it.
The best thing that ever happened.
I probably didn't need to put the jump up. I could have just ripped around the yard a couple times and got the dirt bike, but.
Agreed. Yeah. Before we get to our fast pitch hot topic, what do we call the thing? No. Is that what we call it? A rapid fire round. Yeah. Whew, losing my brain here.
It's a good thing we got the committee here tonight.
Yeah, I know, right? We got the peanut section over here. They're pretty quiet today, though, especially the guys in the back. They don't say much. JJ and Cam just kind of sit back there and stare at us.
Who's Cam?
Oh, sorry, Donnie.
We got Donnie and Goose.
Sorry. Yeah. They're just not sticking. Everybody calls him Donnie but me. I just haven't caught on yet.
Is Goose not stuck?
No. Can we get one quick?
I don't know if they could hear that, yeah. But it was pretty good.
And then we got JJ. We haven't given him a nickname yet other than JJ. He's got a, what we, t- A giant head.
He does have a big melon. And he did walk in on you shitting.
He did. I mean, we should. There's got to be a couple things we could come up with in that.
The Alabama slammer. I don't know. We're going to figure it out. It takes time. Sometimes it could take a year to get
in.
Yeah, I
mean, it does take a while.
You know, Sam's been here a long time. And
Jake doesn't have one either.
Yeah.
He literally doesn't have a nickname. Spinner has like 14. Jaybird has a half dozen. Cam has like 14. We got Shed Dog. And then we got Jake from State Farm. That's all we got.
That's brutal.
But before we get to our rapid fire round for the third time, we launched a new initiative today. We like to think we have some of the best customer service there is. If you call us, email us, text us, whatever it is, we help you, and we will continue to do so. But for people that want kind of an elevated experience, a little bit more in-depth strategy on their property, we launched our new e-consult today. So if you go on our website, you can check that out. I know Spinner launched it on our Domain Nation page, kind of give you some insight. But just another way for us to try to help provide more info, education, insight, strategy, timber improvement options, stand placement, access, food plot, architecture, you name it. It's a more in-depth, personal, one-on-one experience where virtually we help set up your property. So it's a really cool deal and pretty inexpensive. We still obviously are going to continue to support all of our land managers across the country. We still don't get out on property and do all the things. So this could be kind of a gateway to talk to us, get you set up on some product, then funnel to one of our awesome land managers across the country to help plant your plots or whatever it might be. So cool initiative. I wanted to mention it before we kind of got on to the next thing. But as you get
into the shop, and it's like we probably should move it into its own little section eventually. But, if you view all products, you'll see it in there.
Yep.
And then it's different based on how much land you own. But, we get asked all the time on that stuff. And it's like, when we always help. But it's like to actually deep dive into it and, get in touch. And then if you can get pictures, actual pictures too, on top of like your topography or like Onyx maps, that is so freaking helpful, because it's like we were talking about my father-in-law's place today, and it's like, had we not walked that finger so you could actually understand what it is, it's like we all have a kind of a good idea of what that is now to go, yep, this is what we need to plant.
Yep.
So kind of get that boots on the ground experience, especially if you're new at it. Or even if you're not new at it and you're just trying to take it to a next level, it's going to help for sure.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, like I said, you're going to walk away with soil tests, stand placements, food plot architecture, whatever you want to get out of it, you can get out of it. So that's kind of the cool part about it. And it can be virtual, whether it's, you know, FaceTime or whatever, to help kind of create that plan. So we're excited to launch it, excited to have that option. It's not for everybody. We'll still answer every question you have about what should I plant here? How do I plant it? That's not going to change. This is just like a next level of how we can do you better. So it should be a pretty cool little program we put together there.
Heck yeah.
So check that out. It's like Timmy said, it might be hard to find on our website right now. We're kind of working through that still as far as where to find it.
Yeah.
But I think eventually it's going to have its own little home, but
it's a big thing. Like, I mean, the amount of times we failed over the years and still fail, like, it's challenge. It's not easy to make a really good food plot.
No.
It's not. And, like, there are some mixes that are more conducive to it. But, you know, a lot of it comes down to, like, okay, did you get rain? That's, like, a main linchpin. But last year we struggled on our farm. Like, we went months without rain. Like,
74 days in Hudson.
All of our springs were dry. Like, we didn't have water. And it's like, good luck getting something to grow.
Oh, yeah.
We do have some drought-tolerant plants. But the more help you can get into putting a good plan. But then it also comes down to the execution of that plan and making sure, like, okay, do you have the time where you can watch the weather and make sure you got rain coming?
Yep.
Some people don't. You just got to go. Well, then we can adapt that plan a little bit and put something that's going to be a little bit more tolerant to those conditions. So I love it. I think it's going to be a really good thing, especially for people getting started or you. Like, for me, I always say,
another set of eyeballs.
Like, I love when new people come to my property that have zero history on my property to make me think differently about my property. Because it's hard. You have so much, like, time hunting on our property where I just have a jaded lens. And somebody new comes and goes, what you ever thought about hanging a stand here?
Have you ever thought about changing up your lower field?
Never. I won't do it. I knew you were scheming on something there. I mean, we have killed some nice bucks out of that stand. I haven't even seen the plan, heard the plan, been part of the plan.
Oh, you've
they just
heard
say
the plan. I've told
plan.
You the plan. I've given you the plan. I've drawn up the plan. You were all about the plan, then you changed the plan.
I haven't seen it drawn out yet.
It was drawn out perfectly for you.
All right, we're going to talk about it after the pod. Ooh. We will talk about it in the car.
Looks like we've got 7 sweatshirts sold. We need 3 more, and we're going to give one away.
Ooh.
I mean.
But to that point, though, it's nice to get a fresh, like, I love getting someone new out to my property, and it's like, walk it. Tell me where you would hang a stand.
You don't have to do it.
No.
But even just having it's like, eventually you're going to do it.
Based on the topography, like looking at it differently, because you're there and you're like, well, no, they always walk this way. Like the amount our property has changed over the years.
Oh, since I've been a part of it, it's completely changed.
100%.
Completely changed.
So you have your old
All your
old
school stands are not as good as they once were.
No.
The deer have changed what they do, their patterns, where they sleep, where they eat, how much they're on your property based on how much they used to be on it.
Yep.
Also, I see Brian Durr commented, and hey, Brian, we got a new challenge for you this year. Timmy's coming to Kentucky. He didn't draw his, that's another story on how he didn't draw Montana Point, but we'll discuss that later. But
I think we fucked up on that. Sorry for the F-bomb.
Yeah. You sure did. Timmy didn't get any points the last 3 years.
I think I did. I'm gonna
There's
log
no way
in.
You did.
I'm gonna send you a screenshot of it later when I remember my login. I gotta
but,
get
I mean,
back to my computer.
Like I said, sometimes bad things have good results, and you not going there means you're coming to.
I'm coming
Kentucky
to Kentucky,
with us.
And
so,
I'm gonna kill a slammer.
Brian is now shaking in his boots. He's like, "Oh my god, this guy can't go 0-4. It is just impossible."
Has it been 4 years?
It will be.
Cheapers kittens. All right. Well, you better get ready, Brian. Like I.
He's been preparing for this moment his whole life.
He was a little nervous last year.
I mean, he's logging off now.
Hey, I'm willing and able.
I mean,
I'm ready.
Really, it's funny. There's 5 of us that have made the trip every year since we started Domain, and there's 2 guys that haven't killed.
Me and my dad. There's only I have not been able to pull back on a buck yet.
It's time.
That
is F-bomb followed by Jeepers Kittens.
Oh boy. Yeah,
I mean, where else can you find that other than beers and bucks?
I'm ready to go.
I think it's the year of the shoots. It's the year of the shoots.
Put me in, Coach.
Yeah, Jeff did shoot. That's fair.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
It's the year of the shoots.
I'm ready to whack one.
I hope you guys do. We told Anthony we're going to go 5 for 5. So.
As a group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told him to just put the first 120 in front of me and I'll smack that.
All you got to do is put fucking old horseshoe over here into the stand and he's going to whack one.
Well, I mean, I typically do sit in a stand, yeah.
Yeah, but you also have a horseshoe somewhere deep in the crevasse.
You know, I have a different way of doing things, that's for sure.
What's the different way? He tells you to go sit somewhere, and you sit there, and you shoot one. And
no,
then,
I typically sit wherever somebody just left. That's my strategy.
All right, I'm going to start doing that.
So wherever you guys leave, I just go sit
there.
But
then he's going to go, hey, Tim, I was going to put you here, and then you're going to go there and kill one.
I might.
I would have killed that booner. That booner would have came 15 yards from me. You would have been shellacked. I mean, I would have been shaken, but that nice little cedar setup.
I'll be honest. I thought one of you guys was going to kill that big giant.
I was excited.
You seemed too right.
Yep.
Instead, the voodoo neighbor killed it, which is weird. But hey, how many sweatshirts are we at? We at 10 yet? We got to be close. For anybody just tuning in, new sweatshirts launched. I think they might be out of stock. If not, if we sell 10 tonight, we're going to give one away. So if you want to try to be the 11th person, nice. Or you can just guarantee you one. We might not order more just because. I don't know.
We'll I think see. We should order more. These suckers are pretty nice.
I'm with you, Travis. I'd rather be lucky than good any day, too.
Any advice for rock clearing? So we have a, Joshua, we have a ton of rocks, and I've been kicking the tires on buying. There's a thing you can get for the bucket of your tractor that you can run just under the dirt, and it's got these little teeth, and it'll actually, like, pick up the rocks.
They are slick.
And I can't remember how much they are. They're not crazy expensive, but I think they're, like, probably...
Do you have any young children? Send them out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Bring the neighborhood kids together. Hey, we're going to go find the... Like, figure out some kind of... Our field is loaded with rocks. I mean, you're talking... You could probably take 5,000 bucket loads of rocks out of there.
It is a rock.
It's nuts. So I've been looking into getting that for the bucket. I don't really know any other advice on that.
Should we get into rapid fire?
Let's do it.
Our beer mitt's getting so tall, eventually we're not even going to exist back here.
All right. Well, who drank the Christmas Village Ale?
Nice work. Interesting.
Old Goose just crushing the beer that probably expired in December. We got to thank Hop and Barrel again
because
they provided us with
it. They're the best.
They gave us a bunch of Lemon Breaker tonight.
They did.
And I was down there a couple weeks ago, and we're going to do a little collaboration video with them.
Like that plan. Yeah. We may illegally have shipped some beer out last week when we did our giveaways on Beers and Bucks. The winner's got a Hop and Barrel beer in there too. So I tell you what, if you haven't tried this stuff, it's worth the trip to Hudson for Lemon Breaker. It's my favorite beer in the world. And I'm not saying that. I've been
like
Wisconsin
better, but
years. That's fine. Domain car tags. Ooh, on the license plate? Maybe. All right. Rapid fire. You ready for this, Timmy? I'm just gonna rip them right out. Serious question. Have you ever considered bags over containers?
No.
No. Sorry, dude. I know you sell them for a living. I hope it does well for you. But we're container guys. What?
I mean, bags would be cheaper.
There's a lot of things that could be cheaper.
We wanted to be able to show off the seed.
Premium product in a premium package.
Yep. It sounds like we're selling Callahan Auto Parts here. I want a guarantee. I can take a shit in a box. Market guarantee. I got spare time.
All right, Morel or block targets, Timmy?
I like the I like the block targets.
I'm a block target guy too, but I don't have any Morels.
I have a Morel. What I found
don't
with shooting
cool, like, animals
with shooting at like animal targets, you're like, oh, that's a kill shot. Versus like the last couple of years, I've been aiming at just the dot, and I think I've become a better shot because you're like, no, I missed the dot. But Dad's been putting a little orange sticky on the deer, and you got to hit the orange.
Red pines or white pines? White pines.
No opinion.
Do people actually plant red pines on purpose? Just because they grow fast and you can cut them down? Like later on? Oh, I hate red pines. But then white pines, I feel like the deer eat them when they're little. I mean, I don't know. 1, 3, or 5 pin sight?
One.
I'm a oneer.
Who know?
I tried more once and I was terrible. I don't know if I couldn't figure it out, but I'll tell you what.
You know, I took Spanish 2 twice in high school. I'm basically fluent.
Do they ship Lemon Breaker to Kentucky? They can. I mean, Timmy will probably ship you a pallet of it if you can guarantee him a deer.
Get me a deer. I'll give you all the Lemon Breaker you want.
Husqvarna or Steel?
I mean, like Steel.
People are going to laugh at me here. They're going to laugh at me. I bought a Ryobi, and you know what? It's badass.
I got all kinds of Ryobi
so
stuff.
So do I. I have a whole ton.
Screw
ton
the haters.
Of it. And then Sam brought one in, so I mean, I wasn't
the first
one.
Well, plus Dad started getting me
and
Ryobi
I looked and
stuff.
I was like, they have a Ryobi chainsaw? And he's like, yeah, and it's great. And I was like, all right, I'll buy one. I already have a weed whip and all these other shit with the
battery.
Same battery.
Battery powered?
Yeah, same battery. Dude, I cut down like 10 trees with it, no issue. It was awesome. So I have 2 batteries. Just always swap it out. So, hey, weird. I mean, I'm sure Steeles and Husqvarna's last 5 million years and they're good.
Jose, funny thing, I failed out my second semester of Spanish and I'm full-blooded Mexican. I failed my my first semester too, Jose, but you know, the problem was I was busy trying to stick pencils in the ceiling. Do you ever do that in high school?
Why was Spanish so hard?
Well, I'm pretty confident my professor or teacher at the time didn't actually fluently speak Spanish.
I'm not sure mine did either. It was a terrible class. I wish I was fluent in it.
I know. We got to go to Mexico.
It'd be great. That'd be the best way to learn.
Uno más cerveza, por favor. Muy
most
frio.
Undersold seed blend that shouldn't be overlooked. This is the most obvious answer.
Sugar Mama.
100%. It's probably our best product.
Sugar Mama.
It is.
If you awesome brassica plot, amazing spring plot. As a result, frost seed into it. Boom.
All the people that are asking us, like, how come I'm seeing clover plots and mine hasn't germinated yet? That's because it was clover planted last fall. Sugar Mama does that without you really even knowing it. You can kill your deer over it in the fall. You can have your clover and chicory in the spring. It's so freaking good.
I want more of a push on establishing. Like, we've made a big push on our property of establishing more clover plots. Mm-hmm. I'm a big proponent of establishing them in the fall with a brassica plot mix because you have more nurse crops to help those clovers get germinated.
Yeah.
They come up next spring. You go in, you frost seed it, and boom.
I mean, you could mix Comeback Kid with your Big Sexy. You can mix Bombshell and your Hot Chick. There's a million ways to do it. Sugar Bomber is just one that's kind of already done for you.
How many of them little critters are you going to drink tonight?
This is my third. Is that okay?
Jeez. Piling them down. I wanted to bring a couple home.
You don't even drink Lemon Breaker.
I know. I don't like them.
Pinch point funnel or kill plot? Ooh. How about a pinch point funnel leading to a kill plot?
Ooh.
Take that one, Corey.
Yeah. Put that in your pipe.
I love Corey. He's awesome. He took me on a little tour last year. One of his client properties. Corey does a bunch of work down in Buffalo County. I think it was like a 120-acre farm in Buffalo County. We drove for like 4 hours because it was like on a hill, like just weird on a hill where it felt like it was a 600-acre farm. It was so fun. It was back when we were in our second year of testing Wingman. He had a bunch of cool Wingman plots down there. I got sidetracked, sorry. When's the best time to plant incognito, Tim?
May, June.
Yeah, I like that. Warm soil temps.
Late May, early June.
There's no benefit from planting it too early.
No.
Matures in 110 days. You got plenty of time before seasons, but don't plant it too early. And then you've got your RC Big Rock, which we've sold a ton of, which is a fast-growing switchgrass. It's going to grow 6 to 7 feet tall, so it's different than your Cave and Rock. But it also gets to 4 or 5 feet tall in the first year. So that's a cool one. And somebody asked on here, how long does it last? How long do you want it to last? I mean, if you burn it or mow it every 2, 3, 4 years, it could last a lifetime. So you could mix those together to kind of establish it the first year. It's pretty cool. I saw another question on here too. What's your preferred method of breaking up a food plot? Say you had an acre food plot you're going to break up. Would you use incognito to break it up or would you use Dirty Bird to break it up?
I would go Dirty Bird.
I would too.
It depends though, like if you're trying to block view and like drive deer, like,
and I think that was part of their question.
If you don't want them in there eating, like, so if you're on the back of your blind and you want access, incognito makes good sense because they're not going to eat it.
Yep.
If you have Dirty Bird, they're probably going to bed down in it because that's what they did.
Eat in it.
You know, they feed and they lay down because there's good cover.
Yep.
You know, so I think it depends on the application.
I agree. To Timmy's point, incognito to conceal access or anything you want to conceal, shiners, roads, neighbors, whatever. And then Dirty Bird to break up a plot because they'll feed in it. They'll eat it. But again, they're both great. There's the old bird. Who named Dirty Bird? Old Sam, Sambo. Sammy got number two coming. That's a big step in the – big step. Oh, how many you got,
I thought I had a good name.
What do you got?
Selected for a new
product. Oh, yeah, Jake got pregame. Nice. JJ, Cam, you guys still waiting on number one? Okay.
I'm pretty sure I named
Spinner?
I'm pretty sure I named Big Sexy.
Spinner? You got any? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That hurts Spinny, too.
I mean, when you came, go back to the original OG mixes.
They're good.
I'm pretty sure I named Big Sexy.
You did. I got Hot Chick, Green Machine, Comeback Kid.
It's Mike Goes. It's going to grow. Think like a brassica plot, no, but yes. Like huge, big leaves.
I was on a really heater there. That
ooh, that sounds sexy. And you're like, ooh. And we named it Big
when
Sexy.
When you have like 20 years to come up with the first four names, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
When you have like 20 minutes to come up with the 15th one. Where did everyone's nickname come from? The spinner one, I don't know. Goose, because he honks like a goose. Oh, yeah. Spinner does just, his brain just spins. That's fair.
See, that's where we frantic, Jake. Frantic Jake. Frantic. I'm
angry Jake.
I'm trying to think of a nickname for him. Old Spaz.
He gets a mean spell.
Old Spaz.
Would you rather kill on Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah,
that used to be the time because then you'd bring it over to family.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Like Colton, if his first year's on Thanksgiving and we all get together, that'd be the greatest.
How many beers can you drink during the podcast before problems start? Let's rewind to like four podcasts ago when Timmy ends it with talk shit, get hit. Whatever that number was, that is the number.
Yeah. Yeah. I try.
Who's counting?
You know, limit it to three.
Who's counting?
3 minute sconces through the pod.
I mean, normally one or two, and then maybe a extra one or two.
Yeah.
You know, just to be safe.
Yeah.
I have no BS on hand and waiting to put out in Southern Tennessee. Wooded plot. Should I condition prior? Yes, condition, and I would hustle up and get that thing in if it's wooded and shaded and you're in Tennessee. Because according to Tim Bob, he's got leaves coming, which means down in Tennessee, you've probably got leaves coming too. So rake it, blow it, till it, whatever you can do to remove weeds, leaves, debris. Get that seed down ASAP.
I'm in tune with the trees, dude. They're coming in less than one week. There will be leaves.
Best seed to plant in a wet area.
Hot Chick.
I'm with you. Perennials. Perennials, perennials, perennials. What is the go-to for dumping on tree stands?
Like taking a poop?
I don't know. I need more info on that. Who on the domain crew is the biggest buck with bow and gun? Probably JJ.
Definitely JJ. He
just drops. Yeah, just drops hams over there.
One C. I mean, my biggest buck I ever killed was my first buck with my bow, and we rough taped it at 146 back in the day, and I think it's probably like 139. It's a nice buck, but
that's why you don't score anything. You just shoot a deer.
Just shoot it,
and then you just celebrate it.
I was so pumped.
I feel like scores just make you, yeah. Favorite fast food restaurant? Ooh, that's a good one.
You know mine.
B-dubs?
No. Fast food restaurant?
I mean, you eat so much.
I don't eat a lot of fast food. Where did I make you stop on the way to Wisconsin?
Oh, Taco John's.
Oh, I love T-John's.
Ooh. I only want it if I need to clean out the system.
You get a couple of soft shells, put some of the tots in there.
I forgot about that. Oh. Yeah, we can't. When Tim and I are traveling, you can't pass a T-John's.
I love Taco John's.
Timmy loves Taco John's. Yeah. Does it help or hurt if you frost seed and then seed again when it's warm with Comeback Kid?
Well, the alfalfa is not going to want to get crowded, so it kind of depends on how it's coming in. If you have bare spots, you can go fill them in.
I would encourage people to let their frost seeded seed have the time to actually germinate with soil temps that are warm enough to germinate.
Yep.
If you put a bunch more clover and chicory down, like it's not a I mean, perennials figure their shit out. They're not like brassicas where they stunt each other. But I try to just be patient and let the temps warm. I mean, the seed's not going to die. It's not going to rot. It's not going to freeze. I mean, I just had a guy message me that planted clover like 3 years ago and tilled it up and then had a year of drought. And now he's got a lush field of clover because the seed just sat there dormant. Just didn't have any rain. I mean, it contrary to popular belief, it ain't going to expire. That clover seed will sit there for 20 freaking years if the timing ain't right. Like, seriously. A lot of the seed I plant is from when we started the company. Like, it's on the back pallet back there that was swept off the floor. So, just, I would encourage you to do whatever you feel is right, but let that frost-seeded seed germinate.
One quick, like,
Go to Taco John's, maybe get some dinner.
I love Taco John's. I've been seeing a lot, like, I follow some of the, like, food plotting groups on Facebook and stuff, too, of guys, like, that they'll go in and they'll till, and then they will plant their seeds, and then they will cult pack. I think a missing step there is, like, don't, like, especially if you're using a rototiller, or even a, if you're using a disc, especially, because that's going to create big, you're going to bury your seeds so deep that you should prep the ground. Do, if you have a rototiller, if you have a disc, then you should roll it if you have that type of equipment. If you're going in with a rake, like a lot of our plots, like, you're going to be fine. You're not going to bury your seeds that deep. But if you are prepping your soil with a rototiller or a disc, you should go in and either roll, cult pack it, then apply your seeds, then cult pack or roll again. I think a mistake I made early on is we would rototill. It would look beautiful. We'd spread all the seed, then we'd go roll it. Well, shit, you're burying your seeds too deep. Sometimes, so that can impact things too.
Or tilling it, seeding, and just letting it sit. There's a lot of air pockets there. There's a lot of air. That can be really difficult. Mm-hmm. It's funny, if you don't believe me, rototill your entire field and then roll or cultipack strips in it and plant the whole thing. And I guarantee you the seeds are going to grow better and faster on the rolled or cultipack strips. It's crazy. And if you don't have one, like, there's some ways to make your own. Like, throw some weights on a freaking chain link fence or some old shit you can buy at the dump or get at the dump. I mean, there's ways to create weight and drag it around. Yep. So I'm not saying you need to go buy a cultipack or whatever it is.
Drive a four-wheeler around it. Like, whatever you got to do. Rake it. Like, fill in the, like, gaps and that air and whatever.
We should probably give some stuff away. Typically, we forget about that. Naked baby pics. First year backwoods plot go-to seed.
No
Hot
BS.
Chick or no BS. Yeah. I mean, those are the go-tos. Topwater or slip bobber fishing? Slip bobber, man. I love slip bobber fishing.
What was the question?
Topwater or slip bobber fishing?
Well, are we musky fishing?
I don't know. Corey didn't mention that.
If we're musky fishing, I've actually only caught one fish on topwater, and it was freaking awesome.
I love slip bobber fishing. It's just so mindless.
I like bobber fishing, but I'm more of like a, yeah, no.
Yeah.
It depends on the type of fish.
Yeah.
You know, do we have some time to talk about it?
Well, this is rapid fire. I mean, I don't know. How many sweatshirts are we at? Did we hit the threshold to give one away? And then we'll give away, we'll answer Todd Hess's question, because I like Todd. I have two fall plots I'm planting in Wisconsin. It's a great state. On the same farm, about 400 yards apart, and on the edge of a cornfield. What two mixes do you suggest? Do you think they're sunny or shaded?
Edge of a cornfield, probably semi.
So it's something he's going to want to get in right away? Because that changes my opinion of things. Then I want some hot chick.
Is he going to get disrupted when the farmer comes to take the corn off?
I don't know. I don't know the answers. Todd didn't give me enough info. I mean, I love Green Machine if it's full sun and you can, or really decent sun and you can plant it later in the year. It's my favorite. Timmy's going to say no BS. It's his favorite. But if these are semi-shaded, then I want to get in there earlier and plant hot chick. Comeback kid. No BS. Oh, bummer, guys. We're one sweatshirt short of giving one away. Rat. If we sell 20 hoodies, Timmy shotguns lemon breaker. Deal. Because they ain't never going to get there. But we do need one more person. Or it's fine. I mean, we don't want to be pushy salespeople. We just want to give away stuff. So maybe we should.
But then it's like kind of a double-edged sword there. Because if you're the one that buys it, then you don't win it.
Obviously. I mean, you're jumping on. Somebody's got to jump on their grenade.
But if you buy it, you can still be entered to win it. How are we entering them to win it?
Ooh.
Whoever buys it gets two votes in the old Sam spin wheel thing, whatever he does.
How are we going to give it away if we sell one more? It's going to have to be just a random, if you commented on Beers and Bucks, you get entered in the hat.
Get the pyramid above their heads and
that's
I'll
what
buy
we'll
one.
Do. I like that. I like that. I like that.
I want to.
Oh, we're down to medium, larges, and XLs. Oof. Oof.
Uh-oh. Uriah's coming in hot.
They're live, Eric. If you want to hop on the web, snag one. Yeah, Jeff, you got to buy it off the site, bro. Sorry, dude.
Jeff probably wants to come to the shop.
I mean, we got him in the shop, too. I mean, you're a frequent visitor. All right, let's give away. What are we going to give away to the fine folks that asked us questions in the rapid fire round? Anybody? I mean, Timmy will give away most things.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Sam, what would you like to give away? Ooh, jug of Dirty Bird. All right. So, Cam, who's the winner? Ethan Barnes is the winner of a jug of Dirty Bird.
The Dirty Bird.
Send us a message, and we will get that sent out to you with a lovely handwritten note from JJ. Love that. You can barely read it, but it's nice, I promise. All right, what's Spencer?
I mean, he put some pride into it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can never really trust a guy from Boyceville. Like, can he spell? Can he write?
I love Boyceville.
All the things, you know. But he does a pretty, he does a fine job.
He puts pride into it, right?
He does.
I mean, like if you're the head chef at the bowling alley, it doesn't mean you're not going to put a little pride into your burger.
I would say some of the best burgers I've ever had are bowling alley burgers.
Bowling alley burgers.
You know? All right, Spinner, what are we giving away to the next contestant?
The Spinner combo.
Whoa.
We got two.
Wow.
Banger
whoever
coming.
Number two is, they're lucky because they're going to get the Spinner combo, which is a bombshell and a hot chick. Four. David Staley. So David and Ethan, you guys each won because you're awesome. And you also participated in our rapid fire question giveaway. You need to message us in order to win. So that's the ticket. So Ethan won a jug of Dirty Bird. And what was the guy, second guy's name? Sorry. David. Sorry, David. I apologize. You won a jug of Bombshell and Hot Chick. So that is, we call it the Spinner Mix. And I tell you what. It's pretty awesome. That's the equivalent of having Sugar Mama. So that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Whew. So we almost got to the threshold giveaway hoodie. We didn't. That's cool. They're still available online. If you're a medium, large, or XL, it sounds like everything else is sold out. Sorry about that. We will work on getting some more of those in stock. It looks like they're a big hit. Anything else to add for the 23rd edition of the Beers and Bucks?
I don't really have anything else to add.
Check out the e-consult. Make sure you do that, obviously. Stay tuned. We are going to be having a huge new product launch sometime in the next 60 days. The product is in the final stages. We're pretty excited about that. To add one or two or three or four or five or six or seven more products to our assortment, whatever it might be. The beer mitt is complete, which is good. You can't finish a podcast without that.
And I want it known. We didn't drink all those.
We did not drink all these. We had a lot of help. So, I mean, I just saw an order. Was that for... I think it was. Or maybe it wasn't. Did we just get a buzzer beater?
I think we're going to have to give away a sweatshirt.
Let's hold on here. Hold the phones. We might have just got the one. And there's another one. We just 100%. Oh, nailed it. Jeff Nelson did it. So whoever. All right. So Jeff Nelson jumped on the grenade. So I think everybody needs to buy Jeff Nelson a round of beer the next time they see Jeff Nelson. If you don't know Jeff, he lives in Wilson. He's Advanced Habitat, plants a ton of domain, and now he better drink for free in every bar in Wisconsin for the next year.
I would say, I mean, it's an expensive sweatshirt.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He bought the last duck. He bought the number 10 duck camo hoodie, so now we get to give one away.
How are we going to give it away? I never really thought that.
Do we do a hashtag and then pick from the hashtaggers?
Not really a think it through kind
of
guy.
No, of course not. Do we do a hashtag and then whoever hashtags? What should our hashtag be? My favorite one was, remember when we hashtag all your mustache?
How about we say hashtag give me the hoodie?
Ooh. How about hashtag buy Jeff a beer?
Hashtag buy Jeff a beer. Do it. Start her up.
All right. So since Jeff Nelson was the last person to buy a hoodie, which enters everybody else to win a free one. If you hashtag buy Jeff a beer in the next 24 hours, we will throw your names in a hat, pull one out, and someone's going to win. And if we don't have your size in stock, we will get it for you. So everybody thank Jeff Nelson. Jeff Nelson, we thank you because you're awesome. And now we're going to give away a duck camo hoodie. So buy Jeff a beer.
If you see him.
Well, yeah. So buy him.
Or maybe a Red Bull. The dude crushes Red Bull.
Whoa.
I don't know how his ticker is still ticking.
Lots of Red Bull. So buy Jeff a beer, like literally, and then hashtag buy Jeff a beer.
I mean, if somebody threw in a positive comment about the mustache, because it actually is pretty nice, it might help your chances.
Not bad. Not bad. We got a lot of people want the hoodie. Can I do it?
I think we're going to have to kick it. We're going to go off live, but we're going to have to kick it still live just so people can continue.
Yeah. Just keep doing the hashtag buy Jeff a beers. We'll give it a little bit. We'll give it a little bit here. We got 4 more minutes. I mean, I'm sure you can talk about something stupid for 4 minutes. When do you start muskie fishing?
Memorial Day, it opens.
That's the big time?
Yep. In Old Sconny. I'm going to catch a 50 this year. I've got the lake, and I've got the bait.
What's the lake and what's the bait?
Wouldn't you like to know?
You know me, big muskie guy here.
I'm not going to say it on this.
What's the bait?
I can't say the bait.
Oh, God.
It's top. See, I'm going to use it's a new bucktail that I bought.
A bucktail?
Shane Indebro was like, hey, I want this for Christmas. And it's my brother-in-law. I was like, take it easy there, buddy. And then I went on the site and I was like, oh, and I bought a couple.
How much is a musky bucktail?
Eh, 20, 25 bucks.
Oh, 20 bucks.
But I ordered. And
we got a mustache.
Did you get
two in there? Two entries?
I probably should have gave him the one, but I was like, I came in the mail and I was like, that looks a little fishy. So I kept it for myself. But he's coming up to fish with me and he can throw it.
When was the last time you caught a muskie?
2 summers ago.
Okay.
I just didn't get out last summer.
Yeah, I know last summer you just guided mostly and not even much.
No. I musky fished 3 times.
Yeah.
Strand had one up to the boat that it actually hit and he lost it. And I think it was like a 46 or 47 incher. It was a big ass fish.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you like deer hunting or musky fishing more?
Musky fishing.
Wow. That was a really fast response.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It wasn't even close. I'm different. I like deer hunting way more than fishing.
I think if you get in prime time.
But I love my golf. I love my golf.
You love the golf. Yeah. You get me on dialed in on some muskies, I'm going to.
Elk hunting or muskie fishing? You've never done it, Spinner. How do you know?
Elk hunting.
Maybe you don't even like it.
I would say elk and deer hunting are probably above, but nothing gets me more juiced. I get such an adrenaline. Really, you get the same when you get a big muskie on, and you get. You get the same adrenaline rush that you do when you get a buck.
Okay, I've caught one 35-inch muskie on accident.
We're getting you one this summer.
That
we're going out with Greg, what's his name? Yeah, Greg.
Yeah,
we're gonna get you a slammer.
We'll see.
Old horseshoe says we'll see. Like, oh, Jimmy, I'll take a bait off. Michael, put it on. One cast, just goose one. No, I knocked my mic down. This thing's just. We need to just cut this thing.
All right. So, for one last chance here, hashtag buy Jeff a beer gets you entered to win a free domain hoodie. We'll randomly select from one of the folks tomorrow. We'll announce it on Facebook at some point, and you're going to win it. So everybody, thank Jeff Nelson. He was the cool dude that bought number.
Somebody sabotaged.
Oh boy. Oh, we're broken. All right. Thanks for tuning into the 23rd episode of Beers and Bucks.
Yeah. We'll see you later.
Appreciate y'all.
Thanks for listening to the Beers and Bucks podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review so others can find out about the show.